Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up! I feel the need for speed.
Ow! I want to know the truth.
You keep digging, you're going to dig your own grave.
Right. Can you prove any of this?
No, absolutely not.
I don't feel no ways tired.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here with producer Greg. Final hour of a momentous week. I still don't get why trains that are not carrying passengers can't be fully automated. I still don't get that. Because this the rail strike looming, cancel Christmas, that was like during the summer, right? You know, that was like it was 2 or 3 months ago. And it was supposed to be resolved, wasn't resolved, so the president has just sat down and signed the very anti-union thingy. I don't even know what they're calling the law. I think the Democrats really want this to go away, and I think a couple of Republicans nailed it yesterday, where they said he wanted Congress to handle it because President Biden wielding federal authority to force railroad workers to accept a deal that they threatened to strike over doesn't look real good. But he's because I just heard what you all heard there, top of the hour. I don't know, just 23 days away from Christmas. I don't know that trains bringing chemicals that make our drinking water safe is really the big issue. You talk about going to the most dire thing. Here's a little bit of what the president said before he gets a mulligan on being hungover. That was, you know, his little French brother was in town last night.
Quite the party at the White House. My goodness.
It was really obvious this morning that Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski were hungover.
Oh, you think they were there?
Especially him. He drinks all the time, and that's his so-called sick day.
I saw Julia Louis-Dreyfus there with her son making an entrance in a gown. I saw John Batiste, who I think was the musical act, along with his family and some other big names.
The guy, Zax from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Who's that?
Batista.
No, a different guy.
Oh,
this is the guy who used to do
Drax,
the music
Drax.
On the Colbert Show, and he won a Grammy and an Oscar, I think.
So this is the president through dark sunglasses, hiding his hangover, reading the teleprompter.
Communities could have lost access to chemicals necessary to ensure clean drinking water. Farms and ranches across the country would have been unable to feed their livestock. And thanks to the bill Congress passed and one I'm about to sign, we've spared the country that catastrophe. At the same time, we ensured workers are going to get a historic 24% wage increase over the next 5 years, improved working conditions, and peace of mind around their health care. And look, I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave that these rail workers and, frankly, every worker in America deserves. But that fight isn't over. I didn't commit we were going to stop just because...
I don't know. You have no right to sick leave. They're paid pretty well. It's funny because that was their big panic point was, oh, well, don't you believe in sick leave? What if your kid is sick or whatever? Well, we've got so many days. From that point forward, you got to take them as personal days. I mean, this is not new. And something like 1 in 5 workers in America don't have paid sick leave. Your employer is if you have 7 days per year, that's pretty generous. From that point forward, you take personal days because at some point, if they're going to pay you, you do have to produce some work. You got to do something.
Not in this day and age, post-COVID.
You don't have a right to sit at home and be sick and get paid. Now, I know 2021 notwithstanding, I know that the new norm is you get to call in with your pelvic tilt or your pelvic contusion or whatever. But, you know, at some point, a company gets to make money. And you sorry that the regime is demonizing that it's in power right now. But
have you tried to hire anybody for home maintenance lately? So my furnace went out with the cold weather two nights ago. Freezing in our house, 57 degrees. I have no idea why the furnace isn't working. And this relates to jobs and the workforce and all this kind of stuff. I must have called 6 to 8 HVAC companies that all gave me an estimate of we could be out there in about 2.5 weeks. Well, that's great. But in the meantime, it's 56 degrees in my house. I don't know if it's because it's a shortage.
And the fireplace doesn't work.
Well, how is there not an HVAC company that can get out within 24 hours when you've lost the ability to heat your home?
Well, if there was, they should maybe email G. Tomlin at Bonneville.com.
But, I mean, do you think that's, again, another sign of the post-pandemic workforce?
Well, it is.
Not enough workers, not enough people on the job. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
This is all the watermelon that was going through the python. It's a combination of work for the house that you're putting off, work on, you know, doctors, you know, medical things that you've been putting off, all this stuff. Now that we've decided, screw Fauci, screw COVID, I'm going back to my life. It's all a big part of that. And I mean, you know, like I say, my first clue to this was getting a new prescription for my pharmacist glasses. Mm-hmm. I've learned that lesson. Now we need a new one, and it's, we've probably got a few months. I called Monday, on November 28th, whatever that was, and we're going to have an appointment in mid-January. And then, of course, as always, probably everyone's done this. You put me on the someone canceled list, and so I'm on that list for that. You know, had to do that for a veterinarian, and I got to say,
yeah.
In the service industry, and you know, that's what you're talking about. It's a combination of backlog and not enough employees doing that. Job growth was much better than expected in November, despite the Federal Reserve's aggressive efforts to slow the labor market and tackle inflation. Non-farm payrolls, which is not us, because we're badass farmers. 263,000 for the month. This does not, and that's a 3.7% jobless rate, which is not a bad rate in a normal economy. But there's the non-participation. Somewhere, by the way, is a guy that could fix your problem, but he's sitting on the couch. Not looking for a job. My experience yesterday, because I need a thing for my automobile. And so I went to the guy who knows what he's talking about. And he said, well, it'll take this many days for the thing to come in. And I said, so I'm good until then. And he said, yeah. And he said, you want to leave it? And I went, well, it doesn't even come in for 5 days. They have to make it. ABBA has to make it, and then it gets over here wherever the spare part is made. And he said, I said, no, I'm not leaving the car here for 5 days. And I said, how about, let's do the thing where you call me when the part comes in, and if you have a 3-hour block, I drop the car by and I Uber to a movie theater. And more and more people are doing that kind of thing. There was a time where you would just drop the car off and tell me when it's done or whatever. But no, it's like I have a schedule. And
here's a CNBC report this morning on the labor force participation.
The labor force participation rate moving in the wrong direction. This is not good. 62.1. That equals the low mark, which was in July, also at 62.1 on a recent basis. If you go back in the last year, we had 61.4.
Those are a lot of numbers, but you get the idea. It's moving in
the
wrong
direction. Yeah, why is that woman shaking the maracas behind him?
I kind of like, for emphasis, I think.
Very distracting.
62.1 on a recent basis. If you go back in the last year, we had 61.
A little spin. Rattler.
Yeah, I like that. But by the way, in a job market like this, the president whining about not, okay, I know in this contract they didn't get 7 days of sick leave. Well, some employer out there, to stand out from a rival, is now going to offer, you know, 10 days or whatever. I mean, I'm not talking union negotiations, but I'm saying, you know, years ago, Dick's would pay your tuition, and they were paying $15 an hour. And then no matter where you went, part of your tuition and all, they did that so that they could maintain you know, the incredible level of normal service that they have, because they had to. And so now you're going to see the same thing. Like you said, one out of five people don't have this. They tend to be the lowest 40% of hourly wage earners or whatever. So I don't know what happens at McDonald's today, but I would say if you're in Seattle and you expect to stay in business, you're going to have to compete and do stuff like that. If you're in a low unemployment economy, then yeah, you can say sick leave. It's called a personal day. Now get out, little worker man. Then you move your Monopoly piece. One more thing. I think this is really important advice from Kanye West yesterday, and I can't play this enough. Will you all please stop dissing the Nazis? Kanye West
said the most Nazi
on Alex Jones yesterday.
Black activities I've seen, and the Nazis, in my view, were thugs that shook people down, did a lot of really bad things.
But okay. They did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
So there you go. That gets
are
to
you
Ukrainian.
Get to that?
we'll get coming up out of the break.
What a tease.
Good things the Nazis did. For instance, you know, if you're in the SS and, you know, you're at one of those places and the smoke is getting to you, you could call in sick the next day. The Nazis had sick days.
Well, did Kanye say, well, look, the Autobahn is still drivable?
Oh, heck yeah. It's,
bad things.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Yeah, please. Come on, kids. And then, here's the other. If you're wondering, did Hitler have any saving graces? Well, here's Kanye West with the bottom line.
You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love, us. And you can love what we're doing to you with the contracts, and you can love what we're, you know, what we're pushing with the pornography. But this guy that invented highways, invented the very microphone that I use as a musician.
Short leather pants.
You can't say out loud that this person ever did anything good. And I'm done with that. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
A lover of dogs.
Look what he did for the toothbrush mustache.
He ruined it.
Well,
you can't even do that ironically.
Depending on what circles
he took Charlie Chaplin's good work and he absolutely ruined it.
It's really sad to watch Kanye do this to himself.
And he might want to look up Nazi views on other races. Because the Nazis had a word for people like Kanye West. And if he had knocked, I'm from the future, I'd like to come back in time and become a Nazi. They would have said, get in that line over there and get in line for your tattoo, buddy boy. But he specifically, what's so funny is one of the most, horrific figures in human history. He's trying to find a saving grace for Hitler. That's where he is now. And, he's not doing, besides that, he's not doing insane things. You know, he's a normal, rational person who clearly doesn't know at all what he's saying. But then again, he's selling shoes to a generation that has popularized Che Guevara t-shirts. So having a clue about what a psychopath that person was. That being said, he was a darn good writer. Say what you will about Che Guevara. But that's why Kanye is in the news today, because he's crazy.
Have you heard the Norm Macdonald bit where he acts like he's never heard of Hitler and he's reading his Wikipedia?
See, that's legal. Do you have that ready?
420 was the birthday of Austrian-born German politician and the leader of the National Socialist German Workers' Party.
I already found it funny.
A fella went by the name of Adolf Hitler. But this guy, there's a picture of him. Adolf Hitler, very compelling kind of a figure. Odd-looking duck, but there's something about his eyes. Hypnotic. His eyes are almost entirely black. He was a decorated veteran of World War I. And he joined the war. Hold the fort. He hated Jews.
And gypsies, too. A whole bunch of long line and all that. But so then Kanye, if you're thinking, wow, luckily no one listens to Alex Jones, so Kanye's episode of craziness, you know, stop dissing the Nazis and all that. Then he goes on Twitter last night and he tweets a mashup picture of a swastika and a Star of David. And so Elon Musk did kick him off of Twitter. And all this.
Well, in Kanye...
This ends with him killing himself, right?
Oh, I hope not. He's sort of testing Elon Musk's whole absolutist position on free speech, because this is the first prominent Twitter ban that Musk has issued under, you know, his leadership there at the company. So yeah, that's kind of fascinating. Didn't see that twist coming necessarily.
And then you talk about a contradiction. Last week we're hearing about, oh, well, Trump went to had a dinner, Kanye West and neo-Nazi Nick Fuentes and all that. Kanye's takeaway from that entire thing was at one point Trump started insulting Kim Kardashian, the mother of his four children. And I think, sorry, but the gloves are off. All bets are off when you're a celebrity and you married someone like that or whatever. But I don't know. Whatever he did, Kanye West was really rational when he was talking about that, saying, yeah, you know, we're divorced and, you know, there's some issues and all that. But she's the mother of my kids. And then he sounds rational for about 15 or 20 seconds. You're almost agreeing with the guy. Then he goes into, well, stop dissing the Nazis and all that. Where is the tweet?
Are you looking for the Kanye tweet?
And I'm looking for the Elon thread from last night. But he did say, he ended it with, and I always do it F-A-A-F-O, but he said FAFO, F-A-F-O. So F means something, and it's fudge around and find out.
Oh, okay.
And he just means fudge around, find out. That's what he's saying to Kanye. And by the way, so Kanye will now not drop it. Just like Pete, that alleged comedian, Taco Bell sales guy, Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Commercials are so bad.
Yeah, he's famous for being tattooed and for having dated Kim Kardashian a while. Well, you know, he was tweeting, they were having a tweet storm, and he was in bed with Kim Kardashian. So guess what? You poke a crazy person like Kanye West, and you're going to get crazy. So anyway, hopefully now that he's been deplatformed, I don't hear from his crazy anymore. So when we come back, a checking of your texting, 800-465-8770, the prospect of snow, maybe today, I'll walk to the window and look out of it, and I'll report to you what I see when we come back. I had snow, a little bit of snow, but it wasn't sticking going through Tacoma. But again, that was around 3:50 this morning. Things may have changed. Back in a second, AM 770, KTTH.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob Dylan's a genius. AM 770 KTTH, Brian Suits here, and time for what's your favorite Bob Dylan song? Producer Greg is a musician, by the way.
Let's say
none. Correct answer, none.
Let's say Eva. That one. What's that one called?
Well, he didn't write that, though.
Blowing in the Wind?
Blowing in the Wind?
Oh, he didn't?
I don't think he did.
How about Like a Rolling Stone?
No, the Rolling Stones wrote that.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, here's my favorite Bob Dylan song right here, everybody.
And now it's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
It's the hit that made his career.
Deutschland is happy.
my God. This is what I don't get. It's, by the way, Amazon Zodi KTJ Brian Suits here. Well, the checking of your texting references this.
They're marching to a faster pace. Look out for the master race.
Here's the crazy part about this is that it went to Broadway, did really well. They made a movie of, you know, with Matthew, what's his name, and Nathan.
Broderick.
Lynn, yeah. The remake did really well. I just wonder if would people get that you can laugh at this? I mean, this is what I'm really mad about Kanye about, is by saying inane things like stop dissing the Nazis. If there's a big picture, if there's a punchline that he's going to drop on us, I'll give him credit.
I think it's too late for that.
But because he said it, there are idiots out there going, yeah, you will stop using the highway if you diss the Nazis. And stop having a sharp, sharp uniform.
We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race.
So anyway, just to remind you, the guy who co-wrote that is this very funny guy by the name of Mel Brooks. And Jewish? Sure, but never mind that. Private Mel Kaminsky was a combat engineer in the Battle of the Bulge. Mel Brooks fought Nazis. Okay, he has every right in the world to make fun of them. So it's not like, oh, well, Kanye isn't doing anything Mel Brooks didn't do. No, Mel Brooks isn't praising Nazis in this. It's mocking. That's the entire point of the movie. But I wonder if there is a class of people that wouldn't get the producers that would actually, because right now we're raising a generation of kids that can't be ironic. They can be sarcastic all day long, but they don't get what's funny about this.
I don't know of one Gentile that's ever in show business. What's
your big beef with the Nazis?
What's my big beef?
That was what was that interview? I've heard that before.
Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, that's
right. Mel Brooks.
That's right. So anyway, just keep that in mind. We not only did we defeat them, but we you're allowed to make fun of them. But they were bad guys, not to be praised. We didn't even let them have it. When I say them, I mean the Germans, which is a code word for Nazis. Didn't even let them have an army for 10 years, even at the, you know, with the looming Cold War. Didn't let the Bundeswehr occur until 1955. And even then, we gave them American weapons, except for a couple of things. All right, a checking of your texting is called for. And that's part of the reason that got me off on that was Sarah, I mean, got me off on a jag of that. Sarah and Yelm says, and now it's springtime for Hitler in Germany. And then I remembered, oh, my God, the producers. And I got to say, I don't think I saw the remake because I thought, well, you remake it because maybe you can make it better. No. Zero Mostel and Gene Young Frankenstein.
Wilder.
It's great. It's hilarious. And the guy they got to play the unrecovered Nazi who wrote the play in the original is great. And the reason it was so funny when that movie came out is because half the audience fought the Nazis. You know, and they're laughing at that movie, and they're not sitting here going, oh, that was a funny foe, weren't they? They were, anyway.
From the 206, Kanye West is the Britney Spears of Kanye West's. That's unfair to Britney. Free Britney, come on. From the 805, what is the secret to taking yourself out of the labor force, given the new numbers today? I must be missing something because I'm going to work. I do like a roof over my head and hot chow once a day for my family.
I've referenced it, and I've had plenty of time to turn on the Google machine on this. But folks, the Department of Labor has a stat. The unemployment rate is unemployed people who are looking for work. And that's like the U4, the U5, something. There's a category for people who stop looking. And that, don't you think they're unemployed? Well, and the thinking is, well, you're only unemployed if you're actually looking for work. Otherwise, you're a leisurely American or something.
From the 310, producer Greg, not enough kids go into vocational trades because, quote, every kid deserves college, apparently. That's why you can't find an HVAC guy and no apprentices following in the footsteps of the old timers. You buy that?
I think that Obama ruined a lot of people's expectations by making them feel like, yeah, I'm sorry, if you want to go to college, work at it. If you feel like there's something else for you, go do that. Don't feel like college is a gateway to a discriminator between you're stupid or but you're not, you went to college. I really think that expectation that he raised, that everyone should go. No, I was in college with a lot of people that didn't belong there. And they went, and I kind of went because I was the first person in my family. My dad, I don't know that I benefited by going right off to college. I would have eventually wound up there under my own power. But I'll do this maybe over the weekend. Would a montage of Nancy Pelosi sniffling every few seconds with her runny nose during yesterday's press conference be worth the effort? I guess she said some things, too. And I missed that.
For the children.
That was the thing where she came out of the White House with Schumer and I guess is getting over a sniffle or something. I love how people, right after they get boosted for the fifth time, suddenly are out of the mix with COVID. Well, I don't love it. I'm just, other people do it.
From the 619, Brian, 3 exclamation points. A Christmas Story? You haven't seen it?
No.
Summary, a young male approaching adolescence, struggling to achieve his Second Amendment rights, is thwarted from numerous directions. How can you not have a copy of this? It's a very pro-gun movie, Brian.
Well, it's a BB gun. It's a Red Ryder. It's not an actual firearm.
Well, yeah, he's like 10. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just never... I have dipped into it and from the beginning, I got to say, I will watch Black and White, It's a Wonderful Life, 2.5 hours from start to finish anytime, before any other movie.
I do it every year.
Yeah. And you can keep your colorized version. It looks like crap. Yes, I will watch that movie. Now, I know Christmas Story. A Christmas Story is a comedy. It's just that. I never laughed. It's not funny enough.
I want an official Red Ryder Club in action 2-inch Wayne's Ball Arrow.
No. Shoot your eye out.
And then I know that the dad enters a contest to win the leg lamp. And
one of the greatest acting performances of all time.
Darren McGavin.
In A Christmas Story. Look for the scene at the end of the film when he starts opening his own presents from his wife and his kids and he gets a bowling ball put on his lap. The subtleties in his performance make me laugh out loud every time. You have to love this movie.
Well, I'm done with Netflix Inside Man. It's a BBC thing with Stanley Tucci, and it only had 5 episodes. And they're so good, I'm just powering through them. I would recommend everyone watch that show this weekend immediately until the new Yellowstone is out on Sunday night. There's your viewing choices
from the 360.
I gotta say,
yeah,
go ahead. If it's on, I don't know. Is it gonna appeal to me now that everyone's told me I have to see it? And I've already looked at clips, and I don't. Yes, he's licking a light pole. They're even the two guys are on the commercial right now is doing the bit with the rubber tongue on the light pole.
It's just such a pop culture phenomenon, and it's like an iconic movie now. You have to at least be in the know when people reference parts of it, I think. So even if you don't enjoy it, I think it's a must for your professional career. From the 360, Brian, Apple, the company, has always been run under the Henry Ford Model T program, which is why they are and always have been 20-25% of the computing market. They do this by using the same means that Ford did. Whenever possible, the company will control as many aspects of the product production as they possibly can. So as long as, quote, viable products come from the factory in a relatively timely manner, Apple management is going to say little about how that happens.
What was the point?
Why they still do business in China, I think.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, speaking of business in China, the reason that Nike can't get out fast enough is because of the lockdowns. That Tesla, and that's disappointing to me, that their issue is not political prisoners being skinned alive to make Nikes. But same with Tesla. It's that they can't depend on the labor force in China because of the commie lockdown, the COVID lockdowns. It's like, okay, without the lockdowns, you would tolerate them? Okay, so there's that. Speaking of Ford, speaking of stop dissing the Nazis, Opel was the manufacturer of the most commonly used truck by the Wehrmacht in World War II, the Opel Blitz. Ford on them. Hey, folks, you like Fanta? Well, when Coca-Cola embargoed Nazi Germany, I think starting in 1937, Hitler turned to someone and said, invent a soft drink for the kids. And that's how you got your Fanta. Original flavor. Original Nazi flavor. I don't even know what one tastes like when I found that out. Back in a second, AM 770 KTTH.
Washington Arms Collectors invites you to attend their gun show next Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th at the Washington State Fair and Events Center in Puyallup. Show hours are 10 to 5 Saturday and 10 to...
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But they did good things, too. We're going to stop dissing the Nazis all the time.
Okay. We're going to get to that.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
So there you go. AM 770 KTTH. I forgot that. By the way, that's Mel Brooks voicing that bit, not the dancer from the original, the producer from 19... Year, insert year here. Hey, are you looking for ibuprofen or acetaminophen for the kids? Maybe they have a fever or whatever. Okay, well, offhand, how much do you have lying around the house? Because kids get fevers.
I always make sure I have a bottle of ibuprofen, children's Tylenol, and 7,000 Band-Aids under my bathroom sink.
Yeah, when your kid has a fever, bad time to find out that you're out of Tylenol. And it's 11 p.m. and it's a school night. Anyway, people seeking over-the-counter medication for their sick children are these days finding sparse or empty shelves as a spike in respiratory illnesses pushes pediatricians and emergency rooms to the limit. Usual supplies of fever and pain meds such as liquid acetaminophen and ibuprofen recommended for children with RSV, flu, or the coronavirus have not kept up. Also, on the prescription side, increased demand for the antibiotic amoxicillin has caused shortages in the U.S., Canada, and parts of Europe, which I don't get because RSV, flu, coronavirus are all viruses. Amoxicillin is an antibacterial. However, because one of the side effects from COVID, and I'm still honestly with all of the Fauci love, there's something that he could have said early on. In 1918, most people who got the influenza A, the Spanish flu, the majority died of pneumonia. And there was a huge amount of primary cause of death, pneumonia, secondary cause, COVID, led to pneumonia. There's two kinds of pneumonia. There's viral pneumonia. There's no shot for that. But there's bacterial pneumonia, pneumococcal pneumonia. There's a shot for that. And you get it every 10 years. Every decade. And I don't get why that wasn't part of the thing. Is at and by the way, it's there's one specifically for people over 65. So when the dust settles and our kids write the history of how we screwed them over in the 2020s, I am going to be curious to find out how many people over 65. And remember, 85% of all the deaths worldwide are 65 and older. It's almost like she wanted to socially engineer a way to not pay people's retirement or something. But I'm going to wonder how many died of bacterial pneumonia. And that, in other words, could have been prevented had they gotten the Pneumovax. Because the first version, you had to go to a doctor. And if he said, well, you're not over 65, so you're not vulnerable. And it's, you know, if I said, well, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it, then I'd get laughed out. But anyway, there's two now. But I didn't see that happen early on before that was way before there was a vaccine, you know, just simply saying, oh, by the way, if you're over 65, think about the bacterial pneumonia vaccine. But that didn't happen. And I'm not going to judge any parent of a child that doesn't have Tylenol, Advil or whatever at home, liquid or pill. But I think you can hear my voice. I kind of am. But I'm not going to say it out loud. So let's see. The thing that we cannot let slip through the cracks, the new leader of the minority Democrats in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, was criticized by Mitch McConnell for past election denying, you say. Wait, here's Mitch McConnell.
The newly elected incoming leader of House Democrats is a past election denier who basically said the 2016 election was, quote, illegitimate and suggested that we had a, quote, fake president. He's also mounted reckless attacks on our independent judiciary and said that justices he didn't like have, quote, zero legitimacy.
And Hakeem Jeffries in return said that never happened. He's making that up. And then someone played this soundbite.
I don't think not attending the inauguration, for instance, would be disrespecting that principle in this particular situation, because John Lewis is completely right. There is a cloud of illegitimacy around the election of Donald Trump. The Russians interfered with his election. James Comey and the FBI interfered with his election. The fake news industry interfered with his election.
That's his code word for Fox, by the way. Uh-huh. Yeah. Someone should warn him that the camera's on, that someone is taping stuff. And that's a good heads up for everyone, by the way. So what's the source of the Gaylord Perry thing? Dying yesterday at the age of 84, former Mariner.
Yes, a Hall of Fame pitcher, a clip of him telling a story about hitting a home run went viral on social media. I thought it'd be worth playing.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Gaylord. Hello. I'm Gaylord.
Wait, you're playing it or I'm playing it?
Let's play it together.
Okay, three, two, one.
Funniest stories I had was a man on the moon story. 1964 in Pittsburgh, the old ballpark. I was hitting the ball out in the ballpark, and Harry Jupiter, a San Francisco sports writer in the afternoon paper, told Alvin Dark, our manager, this Perry kid's going to hit some home runs for you. Alvin says a few adjectives with that, said it'll be a man on the moon before he does that. So 5 years later, I'm on the mound in Candlestick Park in San Francisco, pitching against the Dodgers, and we have a moment of silence. The man had landed on the moon. Bottom of that inning, I hit my first home run. How about that, folks?
I just love the voice.
Is that a true story?
Yes.
You know what his
old timers tell baseball stories. I could listen for hours.
That's a folksy anecdote. I remember when he told this story.
A beagle named a crackhead.
So there he goes.
Lots of luck in his trip to the moon. I mean,
The president last night, I'm sure this is just a slip up, but he called France Frank. And who, you know, after that much excellent champagne, who doesn't, right?
France was our first ally, first country to fly the American flag after our revolution.
Prove it.
And Frank posted the first diplomatic post before, more than anything else, France has been our first friend. France was our first ally.
Don't autoplay. So anyway, Macron, who speaks English perfectly well, doesn't even bat an eye when he says Frank. So anyway, lots of people get that C and go hard with it.
And I know we played this clip from the first hour, but I've been thinking about the many interviews that the FTX guy has been giving to the likes of CNBC, NBC, ABC, and so on. But one of his quotes in particular stuck out to me.
I didn't ever try to commit fraud on anyone. I was excited about the prospects of FTX a month ago. I saw it as a thriving, growing business. I was shocked by what happened this month.
You know what movie scene that reminds me of?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Thank you.
Casablanca, the captain.
And Captain Renault.
Yeah, that's right.
Captain Renault, find a premise, find a reason to shut down this casino.
Do you believe this,
cafe. This
FTX guy? He's like, I can't believe what happened here.
It was going great.
Sincerity? I don't know.
Didn't have a chief financial officer. And I love that he keeps saying, I'm sorry, too. Oh, well, that makes it better.
The authorities should be fine with that, as long as it's genuine.
Yeah, this is the letter yesterday. This is when he, so FTX guy still can't be bothered to wear anything but a T-shirt. And why would you? You're in the Bahamas. Apparently, the non-extraditable Bahamas or whatever. He was read a letter, supposedly, from someone who dumped their life savings on cryptocurrency on his.
One of the letters I got, I want to read to you, Sam. Because it's from a gentleman who said that he lost his life savings. And the subject line is, Sam Bankman-Fried stole $2 million from me. Says, Andrew, can you please ask SBF why he decided to steal my life savings and the $10 billion more from customers to give to his hedge fund, Alameda? Can you ask him why his hedge fund was leveraging long all of these S coins? I'm going to keep it polite for the kids. Please ask him if he thinks what happened was fraud. These are the kinds of letters that I've been getting repeatedly over the past several days. What do you tell this man?
Yeah. I mean, I'm deeply sorry about what happened.
Oh, that ought to do it.
I'm sorry.
That ought to do it.
Yeah! I'm sorry.
Sorry, kids. It's Lower Columbia College for you. So, all right. Well, hey, by the way, I was describing sort of the top shelf tree farm experience should involve you cutting the tree. They should be playing music softly, Christmas music, not loud. You can still have a conversation. They should have spice cider, warm cider or hot chocolate. And so if you know of a place like that, you can email me bsuits@bonneville.com. And two N's, two L's, Bonneville.com. And we'll pass it on Monday.
My wife's of course, been making the eggnog lattes.
Have you
which
done?
Are
have,
unbelievable.
By the way, when we started having this glut of fresh eggs, I went on the Tube U and I looked for the original recipe. Fresh eggnog made from real eggs and fresh eggs. That's a crazy drink.
But it's a spiritual experience for some.
Yeah, it really, you know, when you get it like out of a carton, then you add it to the company Christmas party punch or what? Yeah, no. No, if you're, and I'm not going to be an egg snob. I'm going to say, you know, go get those brown eggs. Make real eggnog. Don't leave it out overnight or else you'll be like that guy in North Carolina who fell out of the back of the plane because he was vomiting. But try that someday. If you have people over, friends over or whatever. Anyway. Good luck to the Yelm Tornadoes, but I know they're not going to need it against those snooty East Side Catholic kids. You know what I found out in the company meeting? The big boss, her kid, yeah, it's going to be her versus me for the AAA football championship.
And go Team USA tomorrow at the World Cup against the Dutch.
Yeah, I didn't play it. Kick him right in the pelvic contusion,
everybody.
There are
only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
AM 770 KTTH.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.